to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. That is the number into our studio. You can call or text that same number again. 617-655-1234. What are you getting into this weekend? How about you, Kennedy?
Well, tomorrow I have my second ketamine treatment, so I'm really looking forward to that. We'll see what the journey takes me this time.
Okay.
And then on Monday, I'm going to King Richard's Fair. Huzzah!
Oh, King Richard's Fair is back?
It starts today. Or tomorrow, excuse me. It opens tomorrow. I'm so excited.
Turkey legs, mead, and maidens. Let's go.
All of the things in the new location. I just can't wait to see what they've done. I'm so excited.
Yeah, if you had not
heard. It is my Super Bowl.
They essentially took over the space where Edaville was. They have moved out of the forest and into that space where Edaville was. I just can't wait. Wait, Kennedy, I imagine it's going to be
it's spectacular. A bigger space, yep. And I think that they, I'm just super excited to see what they've done with it. I love it so much.
I want to go this year. I haven't been in a long, long time.
It is my favorite thing.
Emily is from Sterling. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. You're doing something pretty big this weekend, a little shopping trip.
We are. We are going with our bridal party and moms and flower girl to pick out dresses for our wedding next year.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Now, is it you that's getting married or are you in the bridal party?
It is me that's getting married, yes.
Oh, okay. What are we going for the look here for the ladies?
So our colors are gray and purple. So the bridesmaid dresses are going to be like a lavender. They're going to pick their own styles and everything, but lavender dresses.
I love that. My sister did that. She sort of said, here's the color. You can get any dress you want in this color. So everybody feels comfortable with what they're wearing, like they feel comfortable in their body. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I love that. I think that's very very cool of you as a bride to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't think my wife left that up to the...
She did not.
Bridal party.
She did not.
This is what you're going to wear.
But it was a really pretty dress. So I was very grateful.
She was a little bit different in that regard.
Well, which is okay. You do.
Congratulations to you, Emily. When is the day?
July 18th.
Okay. And what's your fiance's name?
Yep. Ashley.
All right. Well, congratulations to you both.
Friends.
Thank you.
Let's see. B-side from Gloucester. Good morning, B-side.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
25th high school reunion this weekend for B-side.
Yes, I'm old.
Honey, I'm about to have my 35th, so why don't you just shush?
I'm about to have my 40th. What are you talking about?
I'll never go to one.
Well, yeah.
They're so fun.
They don't have an almost high school reunion.
I feel that, Dan.
Man.
What's the big song for when you graduated high school?
White Snakes, Here I Go Again.
Come on.
Let's go.
Oh, Carson, give it to me.
I can feel my hair getting closer to God just when this starts playing.
How is this from your high school years?
That's what I was about to ask, because these were...
But you know what? Led Zeppelin was from my high school years.
Oh, really?
Like, we were really into, 70s classic rock.
Kennedy, are you going to go to your 31st high school reunion?
Hell yeah. We were supposed to have it this year, and everything got a little bit skewed. COVID kind of knocked everything off a little bit, but I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Your life's dope. You can flex on everybody.
It has nothing to do with it. It
has everything to do with it.
No, the 10-year reunion has everything to do with it. Past that, nobody cares anymore. Literally. Nobody cares. They stop bringing their wives. Nobody cares. It's just a fun time to see your friends.
Where's the party going to be, B-side?
It's going to be in Gloucester at a venue that I used to sneak into as a fifth grader into all the sixth grade dances, and I got thrown out. So I am living my best life with my arm candy tonight, and I'm just going to have a great time. This will be my first one.
Oh, honey.
What school is this?
Fun.
Gloucester High School.
Going down the lonely road I've ever known.
Tell them, Dan.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. Well, I made up my mind. I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again.
Have fun.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you.
with her arm candy. I love her so much.
Kennedy, Milan, and Barrett are headed to the Cape.
I would imagine you and every
good
other
Lord
person.
Willing, and the creek don't rise.
You'll get there by Monday morning.
We will be there just in time to turn around and come back.
Does he have to be at school today?
No, he had freshman orientation was yesterday, so he doesn't have anything today.
So are you wheels up at 10:02?
We're gonna try. You know, it's for Lana's business. It's school uniform season,
yeah,
so it's like
I didn't know
second,
she was already down there.
Second Christmas. No, she's been super busy at work. So hopefully we'll get down there. Maybe you know, hang out, play a little golf, a little you know, a little backyard barbecue situation.
Yes.
You know, shoulder season at the Cape. I don't know if this is technically shoulder season. This is still...
What is shoulder season?
I think October is shoulder season.
Yeah, shoulder season is like once you get past the regular season.
Shoulder season is in between other seasons. So typically, like depending upon where you're going, mm-hmm. like in New York, January, February, shoulder season. Because nobody wants to go to New York in February.
No.
So things are cheaper.
Why do they call it shoulder season?
I don't know the answer to that.
Because I figured shoulder season would be when it was busy and your shoulder to shoulder.
No, it's the absolute opposite.
Maybe it means the opposite.
Like.
Yeah, it's like as you get into the off season, but it's still nice enough that you can enjoy it.
No.
I don't know why they call it
that. That phrase is dumb.
You're not wrong, Dan.
Would you like to know why it's called shoulder season?
I would love to, actually.
It's the periods of spring and fall that fall between peak summer months, much like a shoulder connects to the head. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Dan was right. It is stupid.
I'd like to go back in time and yell at that guy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.